Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. Yesterday, the Mishnah Yomi began Perek Klal Gadol, the seventh Perek of Shabbat. We mentioned that there are different primary categories and subcategories, Avot Malachot and Toldot Malachot. So here in Mishnah Bet, chapter 7, Mishnah number 2, we are going to list out those primary categories of Malachot. So here we go. Mishnah Bet, Avot Malachot Arbaim Chaser Achat. The primary or father labors, creative endeavors that are forbidden on the Sabbath are 40 minus 1. We're going to see these are learned out from the construction of the Mishkan or the avodot, the tasks they would do in the Mishkan in the tabernacle. So we start off with planting, and this planting was done to produce plants that were dyes that were used in the tabernacle or also produce the lechem aponim. So zoreya, planting a seed, ve'achuresh, or plowing. Now the partner here points out usually you do plowing before planting to loosen the ground. So he says it lists it out of order on purpose to teach you that if you need to do a second plowing to get the seeds to go in, he's also chayev on that second plowing. Hakotzer, harvesting, hame'amer, bundling up what you've harvested or gathering it together. Hadosh, threshing. This is squishing the what you've harvested to separate the chaff and the stalks and the kernels. Hazura is winnowing. They take the pitchfork, throw it in the air. The wind blows off the chaff and the good stuff falls down. Borer is separating or sorting. Bartner says you're taking with your hand or with a sieve the bad stuff out of the good stuff. Tochen is grinding. You're grinding your kernels, your grains into the flour. Merokid, sifting it. You're sifting out the schmutz from the flour. Halosh is kneading it into a dough. Ve'ofe, and baking it. So these are all the first section of malachot involved in making bread or growing plants and boiling them up to make a dye. Now the second section of the list is activities, malachot, that are needed to make the curtains or cloth or clothing, things like this. A gozes, that's a tzemer. Gozes is shearing the wool off the sheep. Melabno, and washing it to whiten it. Hamnoptzo, and combing it out, combing out the schmutz. Hatzovo, dyeing it, so it's dyed in the wool, of course. Tove is spinning the fibers into threads. Mesich is... It really is, he's threading the warp. He's putting the warp thread onto the loom to begin the process of weaving. V'ha'ose shtei batei nirin. Somebody makes two homes in the nir. So what this is part of a machine. The picture is very helpful here. Part of the machine for weaving, you know, it's a hand-powered machine back then, was they had these sort of frames with holes in them. And... the threads would go through these holes. So you could raise and lower these frames with the threads in it to make it much easier to pass the shuttle through and conduct your weaving. V'ha'orig shnei chutin, someone who weaves two threads. Potzeya shnei chutin, if he breaks off two threads, he breaks off the loose end from where it's done weaving. Hakosher, he ties a knot. The Gemara defines exactly what kind of knot we're talking about. We're going to see later in the Mishnayot as well. Hamater, or unties such a knot. V'hatofer shtei tefirot, someone who sews two stitches with the sewing needle. Korea, somebody who rips. Omnat litfor shtei tefirot, he's ripping in order to sew. So ripping is usually a destructive act, so he shouldn't be chayev, but if he's ripping in order to sew it correctly, then that is a av melocha. Moving on to the next section, which is about getting the hides that were used in the covering, the tachash skins that were covering the Mishkan. Hatzod tzvi, somebody who traps a deer or he traps any useful creature. There are whole discussions in the Gemaras about trapping things that are dangerous, maybe mutter sometimes, so they don't hurt people, or trapping things that are not, you know, at all, you know, like a turtle. There's a whole discussion. Anyway, we're just listing malachot here. Shochto, and he slaughters it. Mafshito, skins it, molcho, me'abed et oro. So some people combine this. He salts the skin, or he works the skin, tans the hide. Hamochko, smooths it out, v'chamchotcho, and then he cuts it into sections. The Bartner here points out that the Gemara on Daf 75 says that moleach is the same as me'abed, so you take one of them out and you say, add misartet, to write, you know, make the lines in there where you're going to cut it into strips later. Now, the next section is more about general building the Mishkan. Hakotev shtei otiot, someone who writes two letters. Now, they used to write letters on the boards, so you'd put the boards in the correct place. You know, they write aleph, bet, gimel, dalet, so you know, like, what order they go into. Mochek, amenat lechtov shtei otiot, where he erases where there's writings in order to do the constructive act of writing two letters. Habone, building, vehasoter, or demolishing. And again, this demolishing, this stira, this soter, is needed. It's interesting, the Gemara mentions that hamechobe, extinguishing a fire, a mavir, or lighting a fire. The burner says they had a kettle under the spices for dyeing. Moke bepotish, a hammer blow, like the final finishing touch. Hamotzi mishut rishut, or taking an item from one domain to another domain, as we mentioned in the first Mishnah in Shabbat. That's also a malacha, transferring items or even carrying an item for amot in the public domain. Hare elu avot malachot arbaim chaser achat. These are the primary categories, 40 minus 1. The Bartner here says that the Mishnah repeats this number at the end, that even if you did every single malacha on one Shabbat in the world, like anything, you're never going to get 40. You're only going to be, God forbid, not you guys. You guys are learning. But a guy who does every single malacha in the book, and he's only chayev 39. Great. On to Mishnah Gimel. Ve'od kla achra amru. Our sages stated another general rule. Kol kosher lehatznia. Something that is valuable to keep. It's kosher to keep this. Not something you just throw away. Matznian kamohu. And people keep this amount, you know, for future use. Hotzio b'Shabbat, and he takes this out on Shabbat, does hotzah from one domain to another. Chayev alav chatat. He's chayev chatat for doing this by mistake. Kol she'eno kosher letznia, and something that's really not worth keeping. It's something people don't keep around. They just throw it out. Ein matznin kamohu. People don't keep this amount of it. Hotzio b'Shabbat. You take it out on Shabbat. Eino chayev ela matznia. A regular person is not chayev, but if somebody does keep it, because somebody is like, oh, I really want to save this, you know, whatever it is, broken thumbtack. Well, if you can think of an example of things that people just throw away, it's a tiny amount of something, it's really not worth saving, but this guy wants to save it, then if he takes it out on Shabbat, he would be chayev. But anyone else who doesn't really want to take it out and just accidentally had it in his pocket, and it's just something you throw away anyway, he would not be chayev. Shkoyach Rabozai.